Echoes, the Backwards series, Season 2, Episode 8, With a Little Help, by Daniel Schwartz. The Flash Pack sat in yet another Kovacs jam session, staring forlornly at the televisions reporting on their big scandal.
An hour 17 after the revelation of what is being called the Crenshaw Affair, the Flash Pack still refuses to comment on the suspicious events surrounding the death of their former comrade. Many question whether a member of an organization that leaves its members to die is truly equipped to save the world as many times over as the Flash Pack.
Certainly disgraceful, Mrs. Blaine, that Smitty would strike out against a politically naive and basically wholesome boy this way. I've never seen such a blatant display of political backstabbing. Don't tell me that this underhanded betrayal has anything to do with it.
I don't even think the Crenshaw Affair is legitimate. I think it's a ploy by the Kovacs camp to take attention off his position on deficit spending, which is known to be, you know, a total waste of time. I mean, I don't even know
Oh, my hair burst! Drowis, are you okay?
I'm fine. I just couldn't listen to that man talk about Julie like she was some sort of political ploy.
Shame about the TV, though.
This is bad. The Blogixie is roasting us alive about Julie.
I can't believe this turned into such a catastrophe. How could Smitty turn against a fellow Republican like this?
They won't stop talking about Julie.
What are we going to do?
Well, the easiest solution is to distance ourselves from Jimmy. The incident with Julie is a concern of the group as a whole, not just him. We could.
No. No way. You guys are my family. I won't abandon you a week before the election just to build my popularity. That's not even an option.
But we have to do something. We can't sacrifice Jimmy's chance to be president over this.
Well, what can we do? I know that Jimmy's our friend, but...
Friends. That's it.
What?
The flashback's actions are what's hurting Jimmy now. What if we play it on the other end?
We've been promoting the good works of the flashback since the election started.
But what if it wasn't us? What if we had some of the friends we helped in the past speak for us?
The Flashpacks help people all over the nation. There must be millions of them.
But there's only a week before the election.
Then we take the country by storm. A week-long barnstorming marathon for Kovacs America.
We could use the hyperjets I just finished working on. It just might work.
Then let's get out there and show this country what we've done. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
And so the Flash Pack began one of the most bold moves of their career, a sweep across America, from the shining skyscrapers of New York City, where the science hero Excelsius spoke out for them.
If not for the timely intervention of Jimmy Kovacs and the Flash Pack, the barbarous attacks of September 11, 2001 would surely have destroyed the majestic global commerce annex. Gotham owes these intrepid adventurers an enormous debt of gratitude. I may be able to control temperature, but when the heat is on, you can always turn to the Flash Pack. It'll be my pleasure to help the Flash Pack on Election Day. I would like to use this time, if I may, to perform one of the violin concertos on my upcoming album, which I have named Flight of the Flash Pack.
To the golden shores of Venice Beach, California, where champion surfer Jane Ray lauded them.
Yeah, and then Caliban and his fish army were, like, all up on the waves, wielding huge spears and driving crabmobiles. Massive bummer. If not for the Flash Pack's, like, totally awesome moves, we'd have been slaughtered wholesale, for sure. They're totally rad.
And even farther afield, to the shores of Mare Nectaris on the young state of Luna.
The people of Luna are grateful, not only to the Flash Pack as a whole, but to Mr. Kovacs in particular. It was he who negotiated a peace settlement between colonists and indigenous Lunans, working tirelessly to a non-violent solution and campaigning for Luna statehood. Luna can find no better candidate to vote for as its first president than Jimmy Kovacs.
Why can't we hear them applauding?
There's still not enough air on Luna to make sounds audible.
Oh, yeah, right.
Support came from comrades in arms, like the quirky Dr. Nictori Stella.
There we were, suspended over the Quotidian Bridge, Mr. Banal's legion of drabs surrounding us on all sides. It took Jimmy's quick thinking to distract them while Miss Singh and I overloaded his wonder suppressant fields. Otherwise, we would surely be dead, and Mr. Banal would have eliminated all magic, mad science, and amazement from the world. Alaska citizens who depend especially on warmerizers not to freeze owe a lot to Jimmy and the rest of the Flash Pack.
And others who had borne witness to their deeds, like Atlanta social activist Mary Cartwright.
That horrible Robo Sherman was just a marching down to the sea, ready to burn Atlanta right to the ground. There was plasma everywhere. It was surely the most horrible moment our fair city has ever suffered. Not only was the Flashpack able to repel the Mecha Yankee menace, they also played a vital role in the rebuilding of the damaged city. My first encounter with Jimmy Kovacs is when I took this picture. He was about 12 at the time, you see, and he was delivering lunch pails to folks working at the top of Johnson Tower with his little helipack. Isn't he just darling?
Aww. Oh, jeez.
Hey, don't knock it, Jimbo. This'll help you a lot in the South.
But I look so goofy.
Polls indicate that Georgians love helipacks. It reminds them of simpler times when the skies were quieter. They're eating it up.
Not that every stop was an overwhelming success.
Okay, I give up. Where is everyone?
There's a concert across town.
Who's performing?
Let's see, the Revisionist, Me and My Killing Machine, and Slay Gonzalo.
Oh my god, Slay Gonzalo? He's awesome.
Gee, thanks.
Don't worry, Jimbo. Seattle's a bust. We'll do better in Houston.
Those who knew the pack intimately came forward.
Well, Jimmy's a fine boy. Known him since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. After his folks died, I wasn't sure the Flashpack was the best place for a boy like him, but they've brought out the best in him. My nephew has grown up to be a good man. Would have done his mama proud.
As well as those who'd been touched only briefly by their bravery.
The people of St. Olaf would have surely never survived the anger of Zorn the Volcano God if the Flashpack hadn't intervened. It was a harsh day in October, and the harvest had only just been finished when old man Erickson's field kind of buckled and swelled and began leaking white-hot magma. Well, I guess it's called lava if it gets out of the ground, isn't it? Well, I thought so. Old Betty Schimmelhaf's boy went off to college to be a geologist, you know, and he said there's a difference on whether or not it's hard lava.
Where do we fit into
lava,
all of this?
Or if it's rough or
we were
smooth,
flying by, and we're curious as to why there's a volcano
lava,
in Minnesota.
So
did we shoot him?
If it's rough,
Zorn
you can
sounds like the kind of guy
like
we shoot.
But if
freezing,
it's smooth, you can slide all over.
That
you
explains
know
the big ugly
like
statue in the square.
Outside of old man Sina's house.
By the morning of the third debate, the pack had crisscrossed the country almost six times, made a stop in every state of the Union, and shaken exactly 135,278,694 hands between the seven of them. Despite the exhaustion, there was nonetheless a feeling of great personal victory.
Okay, Jimbo, remember, for the debate, don't mention Julie, don't hesitate to mention your double, and don't let Marsh talk too much about Prezitron.
You've got to be kidding, Jill. He's not going to bring up Prezitron.
Don't be so sure. It was a major embarrassment for the party. Democrats love to rehash it.
I was like 9 when he was elected.
And would you have voted for him?
Well, yeah.
Don't tell them that, okay?
Fine. You think we can win this, Jill?
Don't ever doubt it, Jimmy. It'll take more than a Massachusetts liberal to stop the guy who talked down the Empress of Planet Q.
Yeah! I'm not going to let anything stop me. I won't quit until I'm in the White House.
Well, technically you can't quit then. You'll be president.
Oh, yeah, right. Almost forgot.
Right.
Either way, I'm not going to give up. I've got a great campaign manager, a spectacular bunch of friends, and the support of an entire country. Nothing's going to come between me and my... Oh, crap.
What's up? I heard the dangerometer go off.
Some kind of disturbance in the miniverse. Perhaps it's the malevolent Mr. Minuscule.
He's been dead for months.
Well, I like saying his name.
Whatever. We need to get in there.
We can't. Jimmy's got a debate in a few hours.
Don't be ridiculous. This is an emergency.
We've come too far to skip out on the debate now.
But we can't just let those people suffer. You've got to go. I can use one of the hyperjets to reach the debate. No problem. You guys go.
I'll stay behind, too. Someone needs to make sure you get there safely.
We'll be rooting for you, Jimmy.
You know, when you aren't fighting the tiniest of terrors.
Just go. If you get back during the debate, tune in and watch.
Then let's get in there and fight! Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Flashpack.
The pack's trip into the miniverse was short, as first space and then time dilated to allow them into the world that lives in the shadow of ours. The impossibly tall, comparatively, towers of Tiniopolis dominated their field of vision, and the Mininics were gathered in their legions in the Wee Plaza, the largest open space in the entire miniverse.
They don't seem in any real danger.
Appearances can be deceiving. Let's find out what's what before jumping to conclusions.
Flashpack! Thank goodness you're here! But where's Jimmy?
What? He had to stick behind to debate.
Oh no! We hope to wish him luck before the debate! We set up a fireworks display!
Fireworks in a crowded cityscape?
That set off the dangerometer.
Leaping leptons! We need to get back to the macroverse or we'll miss the debate.
As the pack makes an apologetic departure, the youngest member prepares to face a challenge that will take all his courage to conquer. Can he withstand the final debate of his campaign? Will their friends be able to carry Election Day? Find out in the next thrilling episode of Epic Echoes, Jam It Up!